Hi, Chalk Squad, it's Dylan.
From the grave, it's Andrew.
From the grave?
That's died.
So dark. Okay. All right. Well, you know what's not dark? The episode you're about to listen to. Or maybe it is, because here's the deal. The episode you're about to listen to was originally a bonus episode of the show that was behind a paywall. And as part of such, it was not edited or censored or really anything. So I've gone ahead and marked it explicit for the public publishing. It might not be, but I figure we better cover our bases, and I'm not gonna go through and re-listen to all of these to verify. So just have fun with unedited, off the cup, probably drinking alcohol, Dylan.
Yes.
And Andrew.
Yeah.
Because
it was a joy to make. I hope it's a joy to listen to.
Yeah. So anyways, enjoy this, guys. Hi, folks. It's the final episode. I'm not crying. You're crying.
I'm crying right now.
we're done. This is the last video episode. This is the last bonus show episode.
Unless Connie will commentate candidly.
Yeah. It's the last time that we get to see hot animated Connie.
Mm.
Maybe this is the one where her and Eugene smooch. You know, we've been counting down the days. They
Fingers
don't have
crossed.
They do not have chemistry in the regular show, but in this bonus show where Katrina does not exist, I'm here for it.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got an episode to talk about. We're talking about the race to freedom. Just hard stop. Race to freedom.
Race to freedom. All right, huh?
So we will be talking about that in just a moment, we just wanted to thank you. Have a nice jolly thing up here, and as always, we'll continue to be putting out normal episodes. You can enjoy our presence in that way after this, a little peek behind the curtain, because you'll get this a day or two before the main feed finds out. But our next thing, we are covering what we are dubbing the Eugene and Katrina and Search for Wit and other loose ends that we have to tie up arc.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to come up with a pithier name by the time this goes public. But if you already got this in the email, but if you hadn't, you're getting it now. So we finally get to talk about so many things that we
so many episodes that have been shelved and
that we've just been talking around for so long. We've also got some exciting like guest episodes that might happen this spring that should be fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be a time, folks.
I think 2023 is going to be the best and potentially final year for the show.
You heard it here first, folks. It's going to be those two things, right?
It's going to be
we're calling our shot now. It could be at least zero of those things.
Yeah.
Only you can determine that latter part. Thanks again for being a part here. And without further ado, it's time to erase freedom. No. Race
for to
freedom.
Freedom.
Race for freedom.
Race for freedom.
Race for freedom? Race to freedom.
Aha!
Andrew was right. This is the last time I will ever be saying that line. So I hope you enjoy it while it happens. All right, we are starting Race to Freedom.
Can I do the countdown, Dylan?
Sure, Andrew.
Thanks, buddy. We're pressing play in 3, 2, 1, play.
He went play instead of go because, you know.
Variety.
Yeah, he's got to switch it up. Andrew, I'm glad you got to do that.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate my little moment in the sun.
Yeah. Moment in the sun indeed. Oh, we've got football.
A sports motif.
Oh, is that this is the race? The aforementioned race? It is like a football font, but. Oh,
it's football.
Yeah, it is football. Oh. Dylan's just like fantasy playing with this other kid. Wow. Right?
Straight into
the
post. Somebody moved the fence post.
I love that he's getting the stars. Also, new character.
Yeah.
They won the game. Good job. Wits class. Oh, got her.
Pwned.
You guys are going to skip wits class? Yeah, take that, kids. Just going to wander into the woods. And... is that football? Oh, are we falling? Did they find? Oh,
it's the bunker from Holes.
No, it's the tunnel behind Wits End.
Yeah, is it?
Right.
I hope so.
It's gotta be.
If they're in McAllister Park, then yes.
Yeah. Yeah, they found the tunnel in the back of Wits End. There's gonna be some.
I love him.
Some Ruku, but not Ruku. It's Rukuta, but if it's combined, what's the? I forget how the whole thing works, but nope. First Church of Odyssey. This is the basement of Wits End, I guess. Oh, and it's got the fire from when it burned down. Yep.
There it is.
I love it. Yep, I love how much of this I all remember. Whoa, the OG Imagination Station from the beginning of this series. This one's got an Aslan on it. Uh-huh, sure you do. Oh, cool.
We're bringing a ethnic character back in time. That's going to be great.
Yeah, to the middle of the Civil War.
Yeah, that's very... this bodes so well for the show.
In the South. I'm so glad that we finally created this character just so we could traumatize him. Second Chronicles, 19:7. I don't know what that one knows. What is it? Wow. That's intense. Oh, and they get their costumes changed. Yep.
I didn't know you were coming for a visit.
Oh, God.
No!
Oh, no. No!
No!
Oh, wow. We are...
oh, this is bad.
This is what we end on.
Cool.
Oh, man. Remember how we said we don't do history episodes of the podcast?
Yeah, can we skip the intro? I don't want to...
this is most of the reason.
I don't
want to
know who's responsible for this.
But this is most of the reason. There are some... yeah, there was a lot of like American History Odyssey that I listened to as growing up that shaped the way I view American history. I'm sure in some ways that I do not want to interrogate now, partially because I don't have time to do the research, but yeah, also partially because, boy, I cannot imagine it plays well.
No, not based on, yeah.
Look, we'll leave that sort of stuff to our delightful friends over at The Worst of All Possible Worlds, mm-hmm. who understand historical context and make a great show. Shout out past and future guest AJ Diddy, and whomever else, you know, we managed to pull on from that show at some point this year. Hint, hint, wink, wink. Written by Marshall Younger, story by Younger and McCusker. The first time we've had Odyssey writers solely on a show. Which I believe Younger wrote the Underground Railroad episodes of the show. So that kind of makes sense that he would do this, which seems like an adaptation of that. Go on the road to the house, kid. We've got some southern music. Andrew, I'm going to need you off your phone.
No.
As uncomfortable as this is, we're going to need you present.
I can't look at it. It hurts me.
Great. I'll take care of it. Oh. Oh, man. This is... He did. Wow.
I don't like any of this.
No. You're gonna get... No. No. Really?
Oh my gosh!
My jaw has been dropped. Oh, man. And Dylan's going to be in love with how, like, fancy this place is. Oh, wow. That is... Yep, he's right nestled up in there.
Yep. Straight to the boobs.
Yeah, but there's dinner, and wouldn't you rather do that than go save your friend from
slavery?
They sent a kid. I understand that this wasn't necessarily Wit's plan, but it is what the writers decided to do.
Yeah, no, there were so many adults that were a part of this thinking that this was a good idea.
I mean,
so there's this thing called vicarious trauma that if you're working with people that are going through very traumatic experiences, that you adopt some of those principles and some of that negative impact on your own psyche. This is so bad for that. Like, the fact that this is the last episode and we don't get this kid, like, growing up to become a civil rights activist is very just...
he just said it. This is the best imagination station ever. Look, I guess I can...
I hope Carter's having as
good a time. We'll see how it goes. They're clearly setting up him and his... Like, they're clearly setting up Dylan and those people to be in the wrong.
Yeah, to be the bad guys.
Like, they are the villains, yeah. And I do appreciate that, because I don't even know if Odyssey could do that today, which is absolutely insane.
Yeah.
But I swear it feels like out in 2002, 2003, slavery sucked, and the people who did slavery were bad, and the people who were slaves, like, you should feel bad for them, is not a hot take, but now it feels, like, moderately warm.
No, it's, like... well, it's because of the counter-narrative pushed by conservative people from that area being like, oh, but this is a part of our history, this is so important, like, we can't tear down Confederate statues because it's a part of our region's history.
Right. Well, and at this point they haven't, like, they're not portraying the white people empathetically.
No.
And I feel like nowadays you, like, Odyssey would feel like it had to.
Mm-hmm.
It had to be like, well, they weren't all bad. And maybe we'll get there with this episode. Because I guess they're gonna wind up at the church, right? When it, like, because that's where the Underground Railroad takes place, and the church is gonna burn down. And so we're gonna have, like, good Christian white guy. But I'm like, at least happy that they seem to be willing to, like, fully vilify some of these guys.
Yeah, well, and also that, just the shot-by-shot comparison of the disparity of experience is good.
Yeah, yep. Like, it is... Man, the fact that his shirt is ripped on the back from being lashed. Like...
This is brutal.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what to do with children's entertainment like this. Because I'm... Like, I obviously hate the idea of, hey, let's transport a kid from the modern day into a time where he is
beaten.
Right. Like, that sucks, for sure. But as far as, like, this episode actually existing.
Yeah, portraying, like, the narrative, the, how are they doing it, yeah.
Right, and, like...
I don't think that it's all bad.
No, I... Yeah. And I don't... Yeah, obviously, we are not the people to speak to this.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, I feel like, you know, media does have the advantage of it. Like, it's a huge empathy machine.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like, I respect... Even if it's not a perfect portrayal, I respect that a show geared towards Christian kids is attempting to show something hard and unpleasant.
Yeah, no, no.
It's better than ignoring that this thing exists. So I do have a respect that they would even want to tackle something like this. Yeah, like, they're doing a good job of, like, all these characters being, like, casually incredibly evil.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, yeah, I mean,
I'm withholding final judgment, but it's...
What if Faustus is just here and he buys them all?
Please.
Like. I'm trying to think of, right, are there other, like. Like, what do other shows or, like, kids' media do with this sort of subject matter? Like, I think about, like, I don't know, do you remember, like, Liberty's Kids, right, which was Revolutionary War, but obviously slavery is still in effect there, but they're, like...
But it was mostly about white people. There were a couple of colored characters in it, but they were... It was predominantly about white people.
I'm sorry, Andrew, I'm going to call you on saying it, colored characters. People of color
people
is one
of color.
Thing.
Sorry. Colored is the wrong word. Yes, sorry.
I just, yeah.
POC.
Yeah. But yeah, there's... This is going to be the Reverend. But yeah, it's... Yeah. It's just... Oh, here we go. They're in the woods. But yeah. Liberty's Kids, or, you know... Magic Treehouse. I'm trying to think because it's like
Book, so Magic Treehouse, like, definitely, I do remember having a lot of slave adventures and stuff like this, and they I feel, I can't say I would have to reread it as an adult.
Right, exactly. But it's like, it's not like this is the sole thing to interrogate this, but it's an interesting thing to try and do as a child.
Well, and
show.
If you're cross, and what we're doing is cross-referencing it from other children's media, and it's not... It's not a narrative structure that a lot of shows have the privilege of engaging with, because it's not a it's not a time period that typically is covered. And this episode is fantastic. It needs to be played now.
Yeah, I mean,
if this is the moral, if that's what they're going with,
it's a good line. Like,
I am deeply afraid that most of these African American actors are not. Or the cartoons are not voiced by African American voice actors.
Yeah, that's a good question. But
that's why the white people sound so much more in character. A diversion.
Yeah. So, oh man, that line was really good.
Yeah.
Like, I, yeah. And obviously there are plenty of evil people who, as in positions of power in the church, used their positions to enforce the idea of slavery and use the Bible to justify that.
Yep. For personal and political gain.
Yep. But I, yeah. But... Yeah, I mean, he nailed it.
He hit it.
Like, you're satisfied in just saving your friend? Like, if you truly believe that we're equal, then... Got him.
I know that reference.
Good work, Andrew.
Thank you.
Oh, they're going to burn down his church tonight. Yep. Have you ever seen him and Batman in the same place? It's a Bible?
So he's probably likely to be some sort of Brethren, Mennonite, or Quaker denomination.
If he's
in Kentucky, right? Isn't that where they went?
Possibly. I don't know my history well enough. I mean, I know those are generally... Yeah.
I don't know.
There's people who have general history.
Obviously Baptist Church do as well, so it could be more of that.
Sure. Yeah, but just a little kid running around.
Here we are. Mine.
Good work. Good work. Yep. Follow the map. Hey, there it is. The church at it's the Wits End Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, that is a nice imagery.
I love how they're just walking at,
yeah,
like,
yep.
The horses are just casually uh-huh. walking behind them.
They're gonna find the... It's too many things and too many. Go into the church, go into its end. Ah!
They're going to the chapel and they're gonna escape slavery.
What did I watch? I watched something recently that used that.
Amen.
I love it. That's good.
I'm from the future.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, the hubris of wit to be like, I'm going to program in, like, something about my own. Good work. Good work, Dylan. Good
there work. There it is.
I found your secret tunnel. Oh. Mm. I wonder if this is the same guy who played Reverend Andrew in the Eugene flashback episodes. You know, that we covered during Blackard?
Yeah. Angry wit. That's not.
Who is voicing wit?
Not the
That's
right person.
Gross. Ew, what is happening?
I'm torqued.
Yeah. But no, it is a different guy playing from that episode.
Okay, so who voices Wit?
Unknown. The wiki does not know, but it is bad. That's why I created this program. Oh, yeah, yeah.
There you go. There's the map.
There's the map.
Wow. What an ending.
That was...
The roof, the rug and the roof pulled out from over and underneath me with different voice for Wit there.
Yeah.
That was disgusting. That hurt me.
Yeah. Yeah, that was really painful. I wonder what was going on. They couldn't get Hurliger in for one scene.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I mean, yeah, okay. I will say I don't hate what they did with the story.
No, no. Like I said, I think it is more bold than...
I would have...
Than it would be today, and what a horrible thing to have to say.
Yeah, yeah.
But...
No, I think that, yeah, Odyssey would... I think that if they made that episode in 2022, it would look very, very different.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. But
thank you for coming along for this ride. Wow.
Yeah.
We have now seen every
video show and we have reacted to all of them in glorious Technicolor. Yeah.
Oh, stupendous.
Man. Well, thank you all so much. I am completely baffled that that's the one that we ended on.
Yeah, what?
Like, and they never made a video episode after that. They were just kind of like, nope, we nailed it. Perfect one. We're done. Like, it is, yeah.
It's kind of... would be interested to reach out to, like, somebody like Hoobler just to only find out about what happened to the show.
Yeah, yeah, I'm curious as to, yeah, I mean, I assume just at a certain point it stopped being profitable.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah. That was indeed a...
Penultimate was better, because that brought Faustus back.
Sure, sure, yes. Yes, having Faustus back was pretty iconic. Yeah. That...
We had two back-to-back pretty classic episodes of Video Odyssey, where children are being brought places and subjected to danger, and also some Imagination Station shenanigans... And some fun voice acting changes and such.
Yep. Well, thank you so much for joining us here. And we will catch you again someday on the main feed. It has been a pleasure.
A delight.
As always, this episode doesn't end until I finish stalling to hit the stop button. Is there anything you'd like to stall with here, Andrew?
No.
Okay, well then I guess it's time to end.